A Man's Guide to Style Transition, 6 Steps to Start Dressing Like the Man You Know Yourself to Be. All right, when I wrote this article, what I really wanted to get across is that men, we embrace change. And a lot of people think that that's not the case, that you can't teach an old dog new tricks. And I think that's false. I think that it's not that way. And I think that one of the best examples is fatherhood. And many of us welcome this little small tyrant into our lives who is totally irrational and will wake us up multiple times throughout the night and the day as we try to nap. And, you know, for the rest of our lives, we are, you know, in a sense, having these constant interruptions. But at the end of the day, we do that because we realize the reward is much greater than all the trials we go through. And it's the same with dressing sharp. Yes, there are going to be problems, and that part, if you focus on that, the change is going to be hard. But there are so many benefits, and you know that's what I'm going to be talking about. So the 6 points I'd cover is, first, make a commitment to change. And this isn't just simply, you know, making a New Year's resolution. There's a reason why 98% of New Year's resolutions fail. And that's oftentimes because people don't truly make a commitment. I would say go out, not only let your wife know that you're going to be making this change, but perhaps announce it on Facebook. Put out there that, hey, when you publicly put out there, you put a bit of pressure on yourself. And so those days that you don't want to necessarily dress sharper, if everyone in the office is expecting you and you've already started setting the trend, you're going to find that there's a little bit of pressure there. And that's not always a bad thing. If any of you guys that have been in athletics know that a little bit of pressure, and if you learn to handle it right, can really help you take your game to a next level. Get specific about how you want to rebuild your wardrobe. That's number 2. And this is really important because you want to do a lot of the thinking and all of this up front. And don't just rely, though, on reading blogs or reading books. What you need to do is put together a plan of action. How you're going to accomplish this. And it's not just about reading and thinking as well. It's also about accomplishing what I call missions. And these are things that are going to maybe take a little bit of money, but once you do them, they're done. And in a sense, and the example I'll use is taking your clothing to a tailor. Yes, if you take multiple suits and multiple pieces, I mean, even your jeans and other shirts, and you have those all adjusted, you may be shelling out $200. But once you've done that, all of your clothing, I mean, for as long as you have it and your body stays about the same size, is going to fit you better. So you, in a sense, up front, you've done a lot of the work, and look to do things like that. Look, you don't want to constantly be pushing yourself mentally, because when you do that, you've got a limited supply of willpower. And if you're constantly having to every morning spend 30 minutes finding your clothes, getting them ready, it's going to become too much of a hassle. Instead, do all of it up front. Make sure that once a week you iron 7 or 8 shirts and that they're ready to go, that you have your clothes laid out the night before, that your shoes, you polish them and you know, once a week really well. And then every night after you take them off, you polish them before you even put them away. And what this does is it just gives you, you don't have to spend, it's easier to dress nice than it is to dress like a slob. The other one is number 3, eliminate barriers to change. So there are going to be a number of things that are going to get in front of you. And this kind of goes back to setting up to the point I was just talking about. But set up a system so that every Sunday you're perhaps watching your favorite television show, but you've also got your shoe polish kit right in front of you and you're taking care of your shoes, or you're ironing your shirt. I mean, this is something, yes, if you haven't done it, you know, it is going to take a little bit of a while, but eventually it's going to be like making your bed, and you simply are watching television and ironing your shirt at the same time. Another thing, I mean, if you don't want to do it, then set up a system where every Saturday morning or every Friday evening, you're dropping all of your clothes off at the cleaner. The idea is find out what your barriers are and eliminate those. Make it so that the things that you dread doing, make it so that they're automated. I mean, strike a deal with your wife. Perhaps she, I can tell you, my wife does not like to do laundry. She doesn't like the washing part. I don't mind it, but I hate folding. So we make a perfect pair because I do the wash. I just go up and throw it on the bed and she folds it at night. It works out really well, especially when you've got three kids and you got to do laundry every other day. Build on your strengths. Number four. So you want to incorporate something unique to you. Think about what you like to wear and then build on it. Take it to the next level. So if you don't necessarily like wearing suits, but look, how can I incorporate something into the suit so I do enjoy it? And if you're a lawyer, if you're a banker, well, maybe look to get a special interior lining. Now, this may require you to go custom or to have it taken to a local, say, tailor or seamstress, but maybe put in a special lining or maybe go, I think the example I use is pinstripes on your favorite suit. And it kind of reminds you of, you know, hey, you're dressing for the Yankees. So little things like that. Yeah, it's a bit silly, but it kind of makes you smile when you're putting on the clothing. And again, it allows you to build on your strengths. Change your mindset. Now, this one is, it does take time, but if you're getting dressed sharp because you want to make more money, that one's going to be hard because you may not get that raise for a year. But if you're dressing sharp in the morning and it's for a smaller goal, just simply that you want to get a compliment from your wife or that you want your son to see as you take him to school that this is how a man dresses, those goals are every day and they can really help to change your mindset. And then the money part, the one that is a little bit longer range, that one is going to come and it's going to be much easier. Number six, just get started. And this is hard for any of us. I mean, just make sure, wake up a little bit earlier, make sure you jump in that shower and get started. Give yourself time, but it's hard. And don't put this off. I mean, I don't know what time you're going to be listening to me talking here. Right now it's 10:13 in the morning. And so if it's 10:13 in the morning, there or any time of the day, get up and do some small things. You can always take care of your shoes. You can always iron your shirts. You can always lay out your clothing. There are things that you can do today. And tomorrow or the day after, look to then take your, you know, do these bigger missions, like such as taking your clothing and getting it altered. All right, guys, transforming your personal appearance isn't especially difficult. It happens little bit by little bit. And these 1%, they turn into 10%. And those 10% turn into 50% and more. And think of it like an exam. With dressing sharp, once you get to that 80%, that 90%, you're going to find that you're going to be, it's funny, you're going to be fretting over that last little bit when at the end of the day, you're dressing better than most. And that's the goal, is not to be necessarily the best dressed man in the world, which maybe it's somebody's goal out there. But my goal for you is to be better dressed than most. That way you have a leg up and you know, people are listening to you and you're able to become the man you know you can be. All right, guys, see you in the next segment.